Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Everybody has something that they're really good at.
The thing I'm most famous for in my family is I make this creamy white chicken chili, and then if I have extra time, then I'll make bread bowls or something to go along with it.
Aaron Smith, teenager, senior at Shawnee Mission West.
And apparently, a good cook.
Aaron or Aiden, whose pancakes are better?
Mine.
Joanne Huber, Aaron and Aiden's mom, pancake aficionado.
Probably Aiden's, because Aaron has a really hard time getting out of bed on the weekend.
Yeah, we did say she was a teenager.
She's a girl, and she's giggly, and she likes to play with makeup and earrings and all the things that girls like to do.
Brenda Bott is one of Aaron's teachers, and it's a good thing that she and Aaron's mom were able to give us some perspective.
Because when we talked to Aaron, sure, we saw a teenager, but we heard one of the most impressive young people we have ever met.
I created FacePrint, which is an early and accurate diagnostic tool for Parkinson's disease, using differences I discovered in spontaneous imposed facial expressions.
What does spontaneous imposed facial expressions mean?
Essentially, any type of facial movements that we typically associate with certain emotions or expressions, such as a smile. So it's the individual facial muscle movements that make up these expressions.
Brenda, when she came to you and said, hey, I want to make an app for spontaneous imposed
facial expressions.
Facial expressions, what'd you say?
I think I gave her a facial expression.
The inspiration for the whole thing came from perhaps the world's most famous Parkinson's patient.
My sophomore year of high school, so about 2 years ago, I was watching a video by the Michael J. Fox Foundation, and I noticed that whenever Michael J. Fox would laugh or smile, it came off as emotionally distant.
Okay.
I wondered if there could be medical significance to this, and as I talked to caretakers and clinicians, they reported similar observations in their loved ones years before diagnosis, but it had always just been just that, a subjective observation.
So she went looking for a way to make those subjective observations objective, provable, perhaps allowing Parkinson's to be diagnosed earlier.
The way Aaron explains it, the app works two ways. It measures your spontaneous reactions to a series of emotional videos.
The second type of test is the post-facial expression test. For example, they're shown a smiley face, a frowny face, and then a neutral face. As they're shown these emojis, they're supposed to deliberately replicate whatever facial expression is shown.
Doesn't sound too complicated, right? Perhaps even too simple to be accurate? Well, thing is, she was right.
Some of the parts of the brain that experience the earliest changes in Parkinson's patients are the same parts involved in facial expression formation.
So the app was designed to detect early changes in facial expressions. Then a doc can follow up with further testing.
Still skeptical? The app is right a lot of the time.
So currently it has an accuracy of 88%, and I definitely think that I can improve it from here.
But Aaron and her research are about a lot more than a smartphone app. Her work is touching a lot of people and attracting some major players. More on that in a moment. Aaron Smith is a Shawnee Mission West High School senior, and we've just told you about the app she's developed and its remarkable ability to detect early signs of Parkinson's disease.
But Aaron and her research are about a lot more than a smartphone app. They're touching a lot of people and attracting some major players.
She's done small studies on her own. Then the Michael J. Fox Foundation got on board, adding more and more data. And now,
I'll be launching my next large study with the National Parkinson's Foundation, which will be expanding to Parkinson's and essential tremor patients to determine if there's differential biomarkers between the two.
She's 18 years old.
She designs the studies.
She does her own coding to make sure the app works the way she wants it to.
Her teacher, Brenda Bott, says Aaron is hands-on.
When she first went out to visit patients and family members, she would come back and say, family members are noticing a change, but the medical people, they weren't noticing those same changes.
When she started working with the Parkinson's patients and their caregivers, it took it to a whole nother level. When you actually experience it, it makes it real.
There's just thousands of volunteers in the Kansas City area or across the United States who are just so willing to devote their time and their efforts to try to further research efforts. But then also just hearing their individual stories and the resilience of each of the patients.
Did the spouses or kids ever say to you, thank you? Thank God for you.
Yeah, and it's actually one of my favorite parts has been I've gotten a lot of like handwritten letters from patients or from patients' family. And so I always keep those.
How long you been teaching?
I've been teaching for 40 years.
How many times over those 40 years does Aaron Smith walk through the door?
Once.
I mean, in all your years, one of a kind.
Well, she did have an older sister.
What's your older sister do?
What's she cure?
Yeah, so actually my older sister, when she was in high school, did a lot of Parkinson's research, which is where I first became familiar and fascinated with the idea.
Erin is the third of five kids, two older sisters, two younger brothers, and a mom who has raised them all.
And Joanne says Erin has been touched by so many lives during the last 2 years working on this project. But she's touched many people, too.
She got a handwritten letter from one of the people that had read her application. You know, and they commented, I think it was a grandfather, might have been a grandmother that had Parkinson's. That was one thing that they commented on is, you know, I saw your research, and because of my personal experience with my grandpa, that stood out to me.
And that application she mentioned?
I got in early to Stanford, which I'm really excited about, and then I'm waiting to hear back from other colleges in March, and then
go ahead, Sam.
Which colleges?
Go ahead.
I'm waiting to hear back from MIT.
And she says that in all humility. She didn't even mention that she's a finalist to become a Jefferson Scholar at UVA. Look it up. It's beyond impressive.
When I look at her, I don't say, oh, this is Erin that's done these amazing things with science. This is Erin that cares and loves.
So I'd say that my overarching goal would be to ease human suffering and promote connections and meaningful relationships.
I actually just look at her as a normal teenager. I said, I get to see her messy bedroom and, you know, all the struggles and everything. You know, everybody else just gets to see all the accolades, and I get to see all the hard work and struggles and what she really goes through.
Fair enough. But Erin's not just a teenager and not just a scientist, sister, or success story.
Today, Erin Smith, you're our person of the week.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.